why are we so addicted to texting and doing everything else on our phones while we're driving, at funerals, all these places that we really know we shouldn't? Well, new study says it has to do with dinosaurs.
You just made that up.
Doesn't that sound like a 11 o'clock news tease? No, I'll explain. That's coming up on the show. Also, if you're a guy trying to hook up with married women, a new study reveals the fantasy guy women want to cheat with.
No, we're not even doing that story because that's terrible. You shouldn't be cheating anyway.
Okay. And lots more coming up on the Candy and Potter show. Thank you so much for listening, by the way. Every time I look and I see how many people are listening, we're doing this from our kitchen on our own, and I am so flattered and grateful. And I don't know if that's the emotion I'm supposed to have. I know a lot of people that do this for a living are like, well, of course people are listening. I'm awesome. I'm cool.
Yeah.
Whatever. I really appreciate it. Candy can be the egotistical one who doesn't care if she wants, but I'm...
What? No, I appreciate it. I mean, like you said, we are doing this from our kitchen. Right now, our kitchen is covered in birthday stuff because one of our oldest tiny human is going to be 5.
Yeah.
5. Like, really 5.
Today is his birthday. And when I may have called you a liar, if we have ever spoken about parenting, I may have called you a liar, you that's listening right now, because everyone says, oh, it's going to go so fast. And let me tell you, during the first 2 years, I was like, that is the biggest lie I've ever heard.
You should not tell anyone that.
I know. And I used to be afraid to say this out loud. But now I tell my friends that are expecting their first child, the first 3 months sucks.
I know. He's not allowed to talk to new parents anymore. I make sure he's not in the room. Like, and you know, when there's a brand new baby.
The second 3 months is a little bit less sucky, but it still sucks.
I know. He ruins parenthood.
Yeah, I hated the first 6 months. I really
did. Nothing magical about it for Potter.
I wondered why the population of the earth hadn't died out. Like, obviously, the way that we make babies is very enjoyable. But the actual babies in the beginning, at least for me, it was horrible. But since then, it got a little better. And then from about 2 on, and our second tiny human is about 16, 17 months now.
Yeah.
And so he's going to be at 2, and he's already a lot of fun. And I feel like now we're in the home stretch. But the fact that our first is turning 5 today, and he's going to kindergarten this fall, now it's going fast.
Now it's going fast for you? It's just starting to go fast now?
Now it's going fast. I will say that, I may have called you a liar, but you were right. But I'm actually okay with it. And this is really sad to say because we have a 5 and a not quite 2-year-old. But I'm already looking forward to being an empty nester.
What are you even talking about? Do you know how far away that is?
Yeah. But it goes fast.
Whatever. That is a very long time away. You have a lot of parenting to do until that happens.
I know. And there's going to be a lot of challenges and it's going to be wonderful. But
don't you love Potter over here? He's like, yeah, so I pretty much have checked out. Like, my parenting job is done. It's going super fast. Like, tomorrow, I'm looking at retirement homes.
Look, they
can. What is wrong with you?
Once I teach him to Google stuff, he'll be fine. You know?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's
the end of it.
You know, then birds and the bees conversation.
Yeah.
You're going to be.
Oh, you can Google that. You can YouTube that now,
I'm sure. No, you cannot.
If he needs to. You know, I don't even have to teach him how to spell. Google will teach him how to spell.
No.
He types in blah, 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 and they say, did you mean chicken pox?
No.
Yes, that's
not
what you have.
No.
Here's WebMD. The internet is going to raise the kids.
Do I have chicken pox? No, he doesn't have chicken pox.
No, I'm okay with it. I'm excited. He doesn't know this yet, but he is getting, I don't know what happened, but apparently everybody in our family decided he's going to be a professional athlete because he is getting baseball gear, soccer gear, and golf gear and basketball gear.
I am trying to raise a nerd, and my family, especially, not helping. I was just on the phone with the uncle earlier today. And you know, last minute consulting on birthday presents. And he goes, so is he a lefty or a righty? I'm like, I don't know. He throws right-handed, I guess, sometimes. And he's like, well, you got to pay attention to that because you still got time if you want to just strap his right hand behind his back, duct tape it for most of the day. He'll really develop that left-handed skill. And you know, college scholarships, they just give them away to lefties. I'm like, okay, look, no, you're a bad uncle. No.
But your brother played sports. You played a ton of sports.
Yeah.
Your dad was a coach.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't be surprised by any of that.
No, the tiny human is making a haul with sports gear for this birthday. And all I really wanted him to get was like science stuff. And that's not what he's getting.
No,
No, not at all.
Not this time. Don't worry. There's plenty of nerd left in my family.
Good, because I'm going to make sure there's the nerd that comes out eventually. That's all I want.
It's not going to be a chemistry kid. It's going to be Star Wars stuff from my brother. But
whatever. No, I'm going to send him to coding camp. Like, he is going to be a full-on nerd.
Let's get into why do we text all these times when we know we're not supposed to? Well, it has to do with dinosaurs is what I...
This is stupid. Did you just make this up?
No, so I didn't make it up.
We could talk about it today?
I didn't make it up, but this is what... This was my... interpretation of this study.
Okay.
So they were looking into why we text at all these times. Now, texting...
Is this at inappropriate times? Is what it kind of boils down to?
Texting, by the way, I'm just using in summation of Facebooking, Snapchatting, everything on your smartphone.
Got it.
But, you know, texting while you eat and texting while you're in the bathroom is pretty much mainstream now, and everybody does that. And
I do not do that.
Candy says she doesn't in the bathroom.
I do not do that. Why? Because I do not have a poo phone. No, thank you.
But people text during funerals. People text
do that.
While they're hooking up physically.
No.
What an insult. I can't even imagine. People text in the shower, I guess, is happening a lot. Like they hear their phone beep and they'll reach out and be like, oh, I got to reply to this text right now in my shower. Why do we do it? Well, they actually think that it is a... it is actually a, sort of an evolutionary thing, and it's biological. And it says we're all programmed to notice movement and change.
Mm-hmm.
So they think that those buzzes and bells of texting are just like other certain sounds that used to indicate the charging of a predator. So they reinforce the need to find out what's going on instead of worrying about what's happening right then.
Uh-huh.
And that is why when your phone beeps, you can't leave it alone. And I, for one, am just grateful to have science on my side, finally.
No, you know what? There might be something to this. I have changed my mind. This study may be correct. Because of being on the radio and because of having tiny humans, my phone is on silent for most of the day. So I am not conditioned like a Pavlovian dog like you are.
I'm proud.
To all of the dings and bells and whistles that my phone makes because I don't hear them.
I am proud to want a steak when I hear a chime.
I know.
Okay?
Ding! That's a tweet. Bing! Oh, that's just an email.
Well, it's important to know which noises are what.
Oh, that's my jerk friend on Periscope. Yeah. He knows what each of his tones are. I don't do that because I don't have the volume on for the ringer on my phone.
If we are sitting at dinner, I try not to take my phone to the table and I'll hear like a ding. And it depends on what it is. They're like, I do know, you know, Periscope is this new live video streaming app and I'm having fun playing with it. But I'm not going to get up from dinner with my family to do that.
Thanks.
But as we are job searching and somebody, like if I get a text, I'm like, oh, is that about a job? Is that something I should go check?
And then you'll look.
Should I? Yeah. I got to go check right now. Is that something? I should go check something right now. And I literally start twitching at the table. And
it's
then,
ridiculous.
And then here's what I do. And this is, by the way, going in the new book that I'm writing with my buddy called the Bad Parent's Guide to Good Parenting about all the awful things we do. I go, tiny human, you're just taking too long to eat. I just can't wait anymore. And I'll get up and go get my phone.
He's awful. He's awful.
It's entirely possible.
Yeah,
right.
But that's why I keep my phone on silent.
You want to talk about your lady that you don't like? That you didn't know who she was till today and now you don't like her?
Yes, ESPN. Have you ever lost it in public? You know, something happened. Guy took your parking space. One of those little, you know, annoyances of life and you lost it. ESPN's Britt McHenry, she's a sideline reporter, went full on basic B, pretty much, let's call it that, and just let her inner nasty girl come out when her car was towed when she was eating dinner recently and it was caught all on camera. So the video was posted immediately, but it's her just being very rude. And now she has been suspended for ESPN for a week. And I don't even really have to tell you what she said.
No, you do need to tell me because you're judging her and I'm seeing all these people on Facebook judging her and I haven't seen it. And look, we've all gotten mad before and screamed at somebody because you've been frustrated, whether it's with, you know, I don't know, you think of the big ones where people get frustrated, airline travel, cable or internet.
I mean, and she is a beautiful blonde woman, has this professional job.
Which is why I'm sure she's wonderful.
Right. Yeah. You know,
no, like what is it that was so bad about what she did? She just got mad because I get mad when my car is towed, too.
Look, she sounded like every single mean girl you have ever met. first of all, she gets her card towed, so she has to go and pay the cashier to get the car back. And if you've been through that process, you're already a little irritated anyway. So that I understand. But the first thing out of her mouth, once she realizes she does have to pay up, I am in the news and I will bleepin' sue you.
Oh, she did the do you know who I am kind of thing?
Yes. And
because I'm a sports fan and I would have said a really hot lady. I don't know beyond that.
I don't know. You're very cute. Yeah. And then it went downhill from there because the cashier was like, all right, well, your total is like 300 or whatever, you know, you have to pay up. And at that point, it did start to get personal and that's where it got bad.
All right. I'll listen to it. I'm guessing that people are being too harsh.
You think they're being too harsh on her? Okay, her car just got towed, and she's at the cashier, and this is what she said to the woman.
You feel good about your job, so I could be a college dropout and do the same thing. Why could I have a brain, and you don't? Maybe if I was missing some teeth, they would hire me, honey. Because I'm on television, and you're in a fucking trailer, honey. Lose some weight, baby girl.
Yeah, she ended that with lose some weight, baby girl.
Okay, maybe she's a horrible person. You know, maybe she's a hot, horrible person.
Now you're back on
board. Maybe that's entirely possible. Mm-hmm. Well, I will say this. Candy and I are, you know, obviously we've worked in radio for a lot of years and we record a lot of things, whether we're recording an interview ahead of time or recording commercials or different things like that. And I'm usually the one that does the, you know, the technical part, goes back and edits. And there are times where I go back and I'll hear something I'll say to Candy and I'll go, God, I sounded rude.
Yeah, but sometimes you just sound that way.
I know, but I won't. But I would sit there and I would go, I would never sound that way to anybody else. And this is my, you know, co-host and wife and best friend. I'm a horrible person.
Yeah, but I don't take it that way.
I know.
For those, I mean, she was a straight, you know what? Every woman listening to that, we know that girl. We have met that girl. We have judged that girl, and rightfully so.
Could you introduce her to me? Because she is very attractive.
No. Okay. But we all know that girl. She's a full-on mean girl and has always been that way. The thing that I don't like about this is obviously she, the girl from ESPN, Britt McHenry, that we just heard there, she has now very lamely apologized on Twitter, and she said, and I quote, "I will learn from this experience."
You think somebody wrote it for her?
Absolutely. I don't think she had anything to do with it. The only thing she's going to learn is to notice the camera next time.
I think that, you know, I will always give somebody the benefit of the doubt. And I think there are times where we would all turn into people we would be embarrassed from if we watched it later on tape. But I like to think that for me,
maybe I've never done that, though.
For me and for most of society, the time that I'm going to do something is when I feel like I am threatened or my tiny humans are threatened or something like that. No, I'm not going to insult somebody over their weight or their education or their teeth over a parking ticket.
And you see, that's the first place that she went. My first go-to is, oh, that's interesting. And I feel like I've been done wrong. Can I talk to your manager?
Yeah.
Like, you're doing your job. I get it.
Right.
Can I talk to your manager?
Yeah, and it certainly wasn't that lady's
fault.
And
that's not what happened
here.
Good
for her for staying calm.
And it is a little rough, and this is why I wanted this story not to be as bad as it was, because for being a sideline reporter and a woman and in professional sports, I mean, she's talking to the guys in the NFL, all this stuff. I mean, that's a rough gig anyway. And then she turns out to be exactly what you think she's going to be.
I've always heard stories over the years about, you know, you hear women joke, maybe privately saying, oh yeah, no, I got to fatten him up so nobody else wants him. Well, there's a story out of China where a woman has agreed to marry the man who forced her to eat so much her body weight doubled. These two started dating, and I guess he was extremely paranoid about her attracting other men, so he devised a plan to feed her gigantic meals in order to eliminate the pool of willing suitors. I guess he spent a ton of money every day to make sure she had only the largest of breakfasts, lunches, and dinners. He would even wake her up in the middle of the night to give her snacks.
This is abuse. This is not a relationship at all.
She went from 100 to almost 200 pounds, and she seems to be okay with it. You know, people are saying that she was a dormant food addict anyway. I am definitely, I would be like, oh, thanks. It would be, if Candy decided to try and fatten me up, it would be so easy.
It would not even be a challenge. It's totally not worth it.
You put food in front of me that's prepared, I'm game on.
The funniest thing is Potter will go, what's this? And you just go, yeah, it's all right. And then he'll just eat it. Yeah. Oh, all right.
It's available. So now she looks nothing like she used to. And that was the time that he decided to go ahead and propose with a bouquet made of chocolates.
Oh, my God.
In front of a strip of their favorite restaurants. Apparently, the friends were part of it. Like, this is all very public. And the friends were all there holding up pictures of some of the foods that she loves that led to the woman's transformation.
Whatever.
And he says, I plan to stuff her face even more.
Yep. They're gonna not be married for very long. Nope. They'll get divorced. It'll be terrible. Do you know anyone who lies on Facebook a lot?
Lies or exaggerates?
Well, maybe they just exaggerate to make their life seem a little more interesting. You're like, Carl, I knew you binge watched Netflix all weekend. You did not go to LA to see some exclusive movie premiere or whatever.
Oh, not like that. I will sometimes you know, I don't know if I would consider lying, but I will certainly, you know, present a story in the most entertaining way. But it's usually still what happened.
Well, so it's called false booking. Somebody gave it a cutesy name. Instead false
of,
booking.
Instead of fake booking, yeah. I always call it fake booking.
False booking. Fake booking, sure. And according to the latest study, 1 in 5 people do it. They full on lie.
That seems low.
About Facebook. I really think it's 4 out of 5. I really do. So what do they lie about? Okay, scroll down your newsfeed and see if anybody fits into this category. 9% of people on Facebook will lie about being whisked away on a romantic trip.
What?
Like, yeah.
What, meaning they didn't even go on the trip, or meaning like a woman will
it didn't even happen.
Plan the trip herself and then go to work on Monday and be like, oh, Jerome surprised me on Friday and whisked me away.
Yeah, or it could be, oh, yeah, Potter whisked me away and then I like forget the rest of the story, like to McDonald's. Like, you just don't really tell
you
all of the details.
Should be so lucky.
I should be so lucky.
Miss.
1 out of 5 people on Facebook claim that they've been swimming with dolphins, even though they haven't.
How would you, why would you lie about that?
I don't know. And first of all, if you've swam with dolphins, they are terribly aggressive animals and you should not be in the water with them.
Well, we have friends that have done it, or at least said they did it on Facebook.
No, they've
know.
Lied. They straight up have lied. That was one of my favorite things that people have lied about. But it is all about making your weekend seem more exciting than your friends. So when you go back to work on Monday, you compare notes.
I have never met somebody and then found out they swam with dolphins and gone, oh my God, I admire you so much.
You are so much more interesting.
I want to be your friend. I want to buy your products. I want to do everything.
You know what, really? Find out, Google how dolphins kill people or kill prey, and that will make you never swim with dolphins. But you should know that.
Okay. Thank you for ruining.
Do you
ruining,
know how that happens?
Thank you for ruining something else in my life, Candy.
Do you know how that happens?
No,
you know
I don't.
Do?
I don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
I want to saddle up on a dolphin someday, and I don't want you to ruin it.
This is what happens.
I want there to be a laser.
No, let
on
me
the
tell
front.
You, let me tell you about Flipper.
No,
this is what
no,
Flipper does.
Hey, no,
Flipper
no.
comes
Spoiler
up.
Spoiler
alert!
I'm going to tell you what happened on Game of Thrones.
Don't.
Then shush.
Don't.
Okay.
Don't.
All right. So if you are looking to hook up with a married woman, what are they looking for? They did a study actually asking men and women, what is the top things that you are looking for in somebody to be the other woman or the other man?
Isn't it just not your current person?
That's what I would have thought. It's like whatever you're
Someone
not getting.
Who pays
getting.
Attention to you.
I think that's part of it. But let's say you are a breast man.
Yeah.
And your woman's flat.
Yeah.
And then you see a woman that with breasts and you're like, oh.
And she pays attention to you.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. That's obviously part of it, too. So a married woman confessed their ultimate bit on the side is a handsome hipster.
No. Nope. Nope. It is not. It is nay.
Why?
Nay, nay. No, this is why.
Because think about it. They have interesting tastes. They're well-groomed. They're a little funky, which is the opposite of usually what you're safely married to.
Okay, yes, maybe the opposite of what you're safely married to. However, you would be so annoyed after one weekend with your hipster on the side, because this is what it would be like. Oh, we should go to that one gastropub. Oh, you don't know what that is? Oh, God, when was the last time you were out of the house? Oh, well, you know, we were listening to this one band. You don't know him. It's a side project from the other band, but that was too mainstream. So now he goes out on his own and he blows into clamshells and makes beautiful music out of it. You've probably never heard of it. It's at this little exclusive place, you know, my friend's own. It used to be a big, huge water reservoir, and then we turned it into a nice little bar. Like, it would be so irritating. It would be exhausting.
I think it'd be fascinating.
No.
You know, you'd be dating.
It's not an archaeological dig, Potter. I mean, that's exhausting to deal with.
No, you'd be dating Yelp.
Yes.
It'd be wonderful.
Yeah, it would be. But as your thing on the side, that's like a really high maintenance girl. It's exhausting. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, okay.
It's a lot of effort when, you know, someone on the side is supposed to be a little bit of a fantasy, you know? Speaking of fantasy worlds, Gwyneth Paltrow has been living in one recently. Did you see about the $29 food challenge she was doing?
Right, yeah. She said there's a Mario Batali, the celebrity chef, has been challenging celebrities to do this. I guess in New York, if you are on food stamps, you get $29 a week. And so celebrities are being asked to try and live on $29 of groceries for 7 days. For them. And I don't know, and I've never had, you know, I grew up poor, but we never had to be on food stamps. But I assume the $29 is supposed to supplement your income,
that
too.
That is not supposed to be, yeah.
Or are you supposed to be able to buy all your groceries on $29? And I'm not trying to, I'm just,
no, the
I don't
challenge,
know.
The challenge I'll, of
I'm,
what he,
I'm, I'll admit I'm ignorant. Feel free to email me, candyandpotter@gmail.com.
The challenge of what he has issued is just do food on $29. But that is not, I don't think that is the way the system works. I think that system is, I don't know.
So
we'll have
she
to
was,
have somebody, but in
she
New
was
York,
trying to do
anyway,
it.
She was trying to do it, and she said she completely failed at it and broke the $29 because she had to have chicken and fresh vegetables, and she ate a half bag of black licorice.
Okay.
So she completely, she's, I can't do it. I can't be poor. And we're like, oh, Gwyneth.
Well, she took a shot at it.
Yeah, but why does she say things like that? I can't be poor. No, don't. Stop talking.
She went at it all wrong. She tried to buy vegetables. You can't afford vegetables.
Oh, no.
I could easily go a week. I used to, well, I mean, you know, I guess when I was single, you know, food was a little cheaper because we've been married for a minute, but I could easily go a week and eat $29 worth of food.
I believe you could.
I could.
I believe you could because you don't care about what goes in your mouth.
I do care what goes in my mouth. Deliciousness. I would have a lot of eggs and top ramen.
It's college food, though.
Yeah.
You like college food.
Yeah, and it would be awesome.
No, that's awful. You can only eat that when you're in your
20s. I've been looking to lose a little weight anyway, so I should do $29 for the week.
Whoa. You think you're going to lose weight eating top ramen, drinking soda? What else?
Oh, no, I couldn't afford soda.
$29 a week? No, you probably couldn't.
No, I couldn't afford soda. But no, I would get some top ramen.
Mm-hmm.
I would get
the sodium alone. It's just making me cringe.
I would do
about you doing this.
I would do milk and cereal probably for breakfast every day because you know, I get a gallon of milk for the week for $3 and then
and a generic cereal.
Yeah, a generic big bag of cereal.
Right, big bag of cereal.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
No.
Yeah, next week on the show. Potter takes the $29 food challenge.
This is going to be weird because you're going to eat separate from the rest of your family.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm not doing it.
No,
just
I
so
don't
you
need
know,
you
like,
to do
I'm
it.
Not doing it.
Continue to eat your fancy guacamole
from
Costco.
Oh, my fancy salad. My fancy green vegetable that you have.
I'm going to, if I need vegetables, I'll go outside and graze. There's grass. And I'll get the lawn mowed at the same time.
Our neighbors are going to be like, is he all right? Yeah, he's fine. He's
nutrients.
He's doing a $29 food challenge.
Yeah. All right. That's coming up next week on the Candy and Potter Show. Also, next week, we'll, of course, have another senseless survey. Tiny Human Tuesday. We'll probably talk to him about turning 5 and what that means.
He'll be very wise.
If you want to reach out to the show, candyandpotter@gmail.com. And thank you so much for listening and helping spread the word as we grow this podcast. We truly appreciate it. Hope you have a great weekend. And if you're listening to this later in time, hope your next weekend, whenever it is a great weekend.
Now, you know what? If you're listening to this later in time, you look good today.